Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we trust that you're having a great morning, and we thank God for the opportunity to be here with you. But before we get started, let's give God some praise. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't give God enough praise. We thank God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning. We thank God for you and your families and all that you are all about this morning. We thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number for prayer is 347-843-4559. The call-in number, share it out right now at least 10 to 20 times on your network there, 347-843-4559. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies, just give the Lord another hand clap of praise as well before we get started. Let's keep it moving. I love it. I love it. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, if you do have a prayer request, to those who are online right now, if you do have a specific prayer request, don't always want to make sure I take care of that. Hit star one on your phone, or if you have a comment or question for Bishop today, we'd love to hear it from you. Just hit star one on your phone. We'll open up the lines a little later on. Also, too, our scripture today, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be Hebrews 10. We want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Hebrews, Hebrews 10, verses 35 through 39. And also, we're always excited about hearing from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, a little later on as well. So thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Amen. Father Tenenbaum here with you. Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the Word. Hebrews 35 starts off, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Amen. "For ye have need of patience, and after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." Amen. "For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry." Amen. "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." Amen. As Bishop always say, never give up, ladies and gentlemen. Never, never give up. Amen. "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believing to the saving of the soul." Wow, that is very powerful, man. I need to read that at least seven times today. Myself, praise God. What a great, great, great word today. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. If you're just joining us with this prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and this is the time we're going to open up the mic for Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us this morning. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you all honor. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We appreciate you, Lord, for all that you have done. Lord, we thank you for another new day, a new day, a new beginning. Father, we give you all the glory and honor for it, God. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for families this morning. We pray for their protection. We pray for their healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the praise and honor for it, God. We pray for families. We pray for wives and husbands, daughters and sons. We pray for them this morning, God, that you would lead and guide them and keep them in your perfect will. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We appreciate you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, for Lord, for all that you have done this year, God, and where you've taken us to in the year to come. God, we give you honor, Father, and we praise you today. And the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, because your word is a weapon, God. Your word is a weapon, weapon. And Father, your word, we give you thanks for it in the name of Jesus, because it is spirit and it is life. Morning, as you heal those that are sick, those that are afflicted, those that have been taught by this COVID-19. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus this morning for those that are sick, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for their healing. We thank you for their deliverance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we pray for families this morning that has lost loved ones, God. We pray for them that you will strengthen them in this hour. We pray for leaders, God, for pastors, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your protection, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glorify your name. We lift your name up, Lord, and we pray for the believer this morning, God. We pray for the body of Christ. Father, we need your help. We need your direction. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Keep us, God, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you this morning for your word is everlasting. Your word, the weapon of warfare, are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We thank you this morning as we pray for our nation, God, as we pray for our cities, our communities, as we pray for our leaders, our government, our pastors, God. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for the body of Christ. God, as you continue to unite us, make us one in the spirit, O Heavenly Father. Make us one, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us endurance, God. In the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper this morning. Father, we thank you for overcoming, God. We thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray, O Heavenly Father, this morning for peace, God, in our minds, God. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for families this morning as you direct their path, God, as you keep their minds, God, as you keep their children, Lord, as you keep the husbands and the wives, oh Father, as you keep, oh God, each and every one in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are working on the front lines everywhere. Father God, we pray for their protection, God. We pray for their strength, God. We pray for their endurance, God. We pray for their families, God, because each day they leave home to go take care of somebody else, Father. And Father, we thank you, God, as your protection, God. Your angels camp about us, and no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us this morning. We thank you for it this morning. We thank you for your assurance. And this is the confidence that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear it us. Father, we pray this morning, God. We pray. We repent of our sins. We repent of our shortcomings. We repent of our failure. Father, we pray this morning for America, God. We pray for other countries. We pray for Africa, the pastors there, the leaders, God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the people there, God, that you provide for them, God, that you provide for those that are homeless this morning in America, those that are without in America this morning. We pray, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would open doors as you always do, as you continue to make ways out of no way in the name of Jesus. Touch that mother this morning, that father, that child this morning. Father, that person is about to commit suicide. God, we ask you to rebuke this Satan, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. Satan, Lord, take your hands off of God's people in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you have given them a sound mind this morning. We thank you, God, that you're changing their hearts and giving them hope and giving them a peace of mind, giving them the joy, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you open doors for them, God. You make ways out of no way, God, that they will not give up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to bless, God, as you continue to move by your spirit, and well, as we continue to pray for the leaders of, and the pastors, those that are going on, those that have gone on to be with the Lord, we pray for their families this morning, as you encourage them, we pray for their congregation this morning, and oh God, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor, and all the praise shall be thine forever. God, we cannot make it without you. We know your word is everlasting. We know your word is eternal. Everything else is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. We pray this morning, O Heavenly Father, and we forever give you thanks for all that you've done. We thank you for the really small things, God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the door that you cracked open, God, and we have not even walked into yet. God, you have the door open, cracked for us to go through it. And Father, we thank you for your mighty power. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. God, God, the impossible will win. God, is all possible with you. We thank you for it this morning, God. We pray for that child that's going to college this morning. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will strengthen them, that you will bless them, that you will give them the tuition and all the funds that they need to make it, oh Heavenly Father. Did you bless that parent this morning, that God is trying to supply the need for the child to go to school and college, Heavenly Father? We pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you will meet every need, that you will open every door, that you will touch every heart. And Father, we thank you for safety, oh God. We thank the God in you, God. We thank you for your protection around, oh God. We pray for the children that go to school, God. We pray for their families, Heavenly Father, as they go to work, and the children are left at home to go to homework and do their work, God, in school. Father, we know that you're all knowing and you're able to protect, God, out of every situation. And God, we pray this morning for special protection, God. We pray for those that are traveling over the highway, that they will have a safe journey from that to that destination and back, Father. We pray this morning as they travel in the airways, that you will give them a safe journey, God. And guide the airplane as the pilot driving, Father, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. We pray you, O Heavenly Father, as you continue to strengthen the body of Christ. Continue to strengthen the body of Christ. Father, we thank you this morning. We pray you, God, prepare us for your coming, Lord. We know you're soon to come. You're soon to come. Let us be ready for the return, God, for you coming up for us, God. And we thank you this morning as you meet every need, oh God, as you meet every need, that people will not give up on their dream. They will not give up on their vision. They will not give up on their ideas. But God, you will bring the past in their life that you will give them the endurance, God. And we thank you right now, oh Heavenly Father, as you pray the prayer warriors all over this world, those that are praying and seeking the face of God for the world, God, for those. We pray for our nation this morning, God, our nation, God. We need you as never before. We thank you for the leaders. We thank you, God, for the president, the government. We pray, oh God, for all of those that are in leadership, oh Heavenly Father, as you direct their path, God, and keep our mind. We trust in you, oh Heavenly Father. We know that you hold all power in your hand. And God, we commit it unto you. And we forever give you glory for it. And we pray this morning as you continue to open doors, as you continue to touch hearts. Oh God, continue to touch hearts and minds and souls of men and women this morning. God, that we continue to do the will of God, and we give you praise. And we all honor you, O Heavenly Father. Remember that mother this morning, that child this morning, that husband, that wife this morning. They're the person that may not have a place to call home. But God, we ask you to remember them this morning. Be their supplier of their need, God, and touch some heart. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. And we always give you praise for all the marvelous things that you're doing each and every moment. We thank you for food and shelter, clothing. We thank you for being clothed in our right mind. We give you thanks, O Heavenly Father. And God, we give you praise. And we pray for our neighbors. We pray for our communities. We pray for our school. We pray for our governments. We pray for those in Africa, O Heavenly Father. We pray for those leaders, the pastors there, the people there that don't even have food. Those in America don't even have food. But God, we know that you are a supplier. And God, we ask you to test the hearts of the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop just prayed for you, your family, your nation, ladies and gentlemen, your neighborhood, your job, your business, and those that you know all across the globe. So thank God for the man of God praying for us this morning. I needed that this morning, Bishop. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chair Kyler, Bishop John Crenshaw. We always, always love to hear also from Dr. Crenshaw as well, Bishop's wife. So, Dr. Crenshaw, welcome this morning. God bless you, man. Thank you so much for being with us.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, and thank God for this beautiful morning, another day that the Lord has given us, and we've made the decision to rise and pray and just tell God thank you for another day. So we're grateful for the prayer from Bishop Crenshaw, and we want to certainly respect and honor the legacy and life of Pastor Frederick Casey Price that went home to be with the Lord. Praise God and give God the praise and the glory for an awesome, powerful teacher that has touched the lives of many over decades, and we're grateful for his legacy. And I just want to encourage all of us that are listening, and for those of whom will listen later, to be conscious and cognizant of the importance of continuing to take care of your temple, for we know that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit as much as possible. So the things that we share, of course, is not to prescribe. We should always consider talking to our physicians of the things that are certainly best for us. But we want to certainly be cognizant of the fact that we know that there are vitamins and things that are out there would help to build our immune system, the vitamin C, and particularly for African Americans, vitamin D, and zinc as appropriate. And as I said before, recommended by your physician, and keeping your body hydrated. Praise God. All of these things are good. Also, omega-3 is good for the heart, and some research has shown where patients, if they do contract COVID-19, omega-3 is helpful to sustain your life because it's in your system. I also want us to be conscious of when we're reading and when we're researching to pay attention to keywords. This is so important, to pay attention to keywords, because sometimes the keywords can throw us off, and then we get the wrong message, the wrong information, and we take it the wrong way. I was reading an article just earlier this morning that said that some study, and when we think about study, that's always a small group of people, so you can't always really take it for absolutes because it's relative to a certain group of people and not necessarily masses. But however, this particular study stated that there was no validation that vitamin C or zinc had an impact on COVID-19. Now, the key word is had an impact on COVID-19, which means that you've already contracted COVID-19, and the vitamin C and the zinc maybe, doesn't really help. So the key word there is impact upon COVID-19. After a person has contracted COVID-19. However, we know that research for years, we're trying to be preventative. So we're trying to build our immune system. And it is certainly factual that vitamin C and these supplements help build our immune system, which we're trying to be proactive and not reactive. Of course, after COVID-19 has been contracted, it may not help. So, and with that said, sometimes people will say, well, what's the use of me taking vitamin C or whatever it may be? As I said before, make sure you consult with your personal physician. But the researchers there, it's just that when we're reading, we have to pay so close attention to the keywords, because sometimes they can throw people off. There could be an intention to throw things off for whatever reasons it may be. But at the close of the day, we must take care and focus in on taking care of our body. So those who are led of the Lord to get the vaccine, I don't tell people to do or not to do. I tell them to be led of the Lord. You know, if God tells you to do it, do it. If he tells you don't do it, don't do it. To me, that's a personal choice, and that should be how it should be anyway. It's a personal choice. So you choose whatever the Spirit of the Lord is leading you to do, however. It is factual that if you do get the vaccine, you still need to wear your mask, you still need to wash your hands, you still need social distance. So you still need to wear your mask. Even if you get the vaccine, you still need social distance according to what has been told. So when you look at all of the pros and cons and you put all of the pieces together, it sounds like to me that whether we get the vaccine or whether we don't get the vaccine, you still need to trust God. Because with the vaccine, you still need to wear a mask, and we still should take care of our bodies. Without it, we should wear our masks and take care of our bodies. So either way we go, we got to trust God. So what's the common denominator in all of this? Which is your choice. It's personal. You know, I don't speak to this situation one way or the other, other than give people information and let the Holy Spirit tell them what to do. But at the close of the day, we all must yet trust God. He is the divine healer. Jesus is. Jesus is the divine healer by his stripes. If you believe the word of God, you know everybody's not a believer, but those who are believers believe the word of God. By his stripes, we are healed. However, we must pay attention that even Jesus had a physician on his team, and his name was Luke, Luke the physician. So we, God has placed physicians there with the knowledge and the insight. However, once that prescription has been given, it may not even work when it gets in your body. But guess who makes it work? The one who put the organs in the body, the one who hooks stuff up together, the one who allowed the certain chemicals and the certain minerals and vitamins in our body to be effective in our system, Christ, the one who's the divine healer. So even after prescription has been prescribed or whatever, God still has to tell that body to do what it needs to do, you know, through the knowledge that has been given to the physician. It is at the close of the day, or the Lord says, I'm going to give you ultimate healing and bring you on home to be with me. Because at the close of the day, all of us going to leave here one day, maybe not with something, or we just sleep away. However, we're going to leave this earth. We're going to leave this earth. But at the close of the day, whether God allows us to be healed on this side or on the other side, he is the divine healer. He is the great physician. I encourage all of us to never ignore us. Never ignore emergency treatment or treatment when we need it, because God has allowed those physicians to be there. However, we must know that our ultimate faith, for those of us who are believers, must trust in God, that the hand of the surgeon will move in such a way that our life will be spared, that even if we are receiving medication, that medication will do what it was prescribed to do, because it couldn't. I mean, God, you know, if God don't allow it, that medication won't do any good. So, at the close of the day, we as believers must trust God, continue to take care of your bodies. I want to share one other good thing that is good for the body is sea moss. Now, sea moss, that tastes very good if you don't mix it with some type of fruit. You know, I buy mango sea moss. It's very tasty, very good. It has 92 of the 102 minerals and vitamins that's already in our bodies to help promote a healthy system and our immune system. So as I said, elderberry syrup with echinacea is also good, because the echinacea helps, you know, with things like colds or whatever. The elderberry is just good for a number of things. You can do your own research and always check with your physician. As I said before, this is not to prescribe or to condone anything, but to give you tips on how to take care of the temple and the body that the Lord has given us. At the close of the day, as I said before, praise the Lord. Our ultimate faith must be in God. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for that wonderful wisdom. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, amen. You're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, as the voice of Dr. Denise Crenshaw, this is twice on our health and the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, powerful, powerful. This is one of the best places on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, where you can get the Word from Bishop and also the Word from Dr. Crenshaw and some health, wonderful health tips, ladies and gentlemen, that help. You make for a great, 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 great day. Thank you so much, Doc, for that powerful word today. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this day. We're excited about what God is doing in your own life. And like Bishop Dawkinson said, you know, thank God, just thank him for everything. Like, just go around your house just thanking him for everything. Whatever. Yeah. Amen. Thank him. Thank him for your babies. Thank him for your children. Your grandbabies. Thank him for everything. Amen. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. We thank God for Dr. Crenshaw, the word of exaltation, the word of encouragement, the word of information. And let us continue to pray for one another and continue to hold fast to the word of God and continue to do the things that God is important for us, that we can stay as healthy as we possibly can. But continue to pray. Know that everything else is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. The word of God shall last for, so don't give up, do not quit, but pray for somebody else because we love each other. God bless you. We can't make it without each other. We need each other. God bless you. We love you today.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. I love that, Bishop. But we need each other, ladies and gentlemen. We need the Lord and we need each other. Y'all better praise God this morning. Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Bishop, for God. Ladies and gentlemen, also, as Bishop prayed earlier as well, also remember those who teach and teach the word and help you grow in the word of God as well. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc this morning, a man and woman of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you so much, Bishop Doc. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is giving a Saturday morning prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're excited about you being with us. We want you to have a wonderful, wonderful day today. Productive day. Enjoy your day. Do what you need to do. Eat a good breakfast, ladies and gentlemen, good lunch, brunch, whatever you want to do there. But definitely enjoy your day today in Jesus' name. Hey, I'm going to leave you with a quick song from Chicago Mass Choir. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
You've been so good.
thank you so much for joining us. And as Bishop say, have a great day, Lil Jim. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.